my printed material. What do we got next? Meeting wrap up?
Yes, the debrief.
Debrief. Anybody have any debrief discussion items?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Maybe one thing in terms of debrief that Commissioner Baker brought up about our public comment protocols, I'll hold back on. That's on the list here. But I wondered if Nikki could bring up on the screen the year at a glance. And I think I have three things here pertain to a couple of things and thought we could maybe check in on. So if you scroll down to our February meeting, keep scrolling down, there we go. So in just looking at that, I think it's a good idea for all of us to be comfortable with what is going to be on the February meeting and think about how we can keep away from getting into time constraints. I see the Willapa Bay, if you scroll up a little bit more, the Willapa Bay matter is there. And if we could just think of that as an hour and a half or so, it might allow us from getting into some time cramps. My other thing for February is adding an executive session that we have talked about. And the question is, I don't know what the Salmon River Run is, whether or not Commissioner Anderson's got us on a 5K or a 10K or what that is.
No, I just need to take that off, Don.
Okay. And then if you could scroll to the month of June, the Fish Committee talked about the non-native fish and fisheries policy coming back at a point where the commission could look at an initial draft for public review. This is on here for a briefing and public hearing. It's not clear to me if that was intended to make the policy choices that we talked about in the Fish Committee. Maybe I might just leave it up to staff to put some clarification in there if that's the point where the commission authorizes a public review draft. The other thing for June that's not on there, in December, we talked about a coastal steelhead summertime, north of Falcon Forum would be an exaggeration, but a summertime forum of some sort where outside the pressures of the forecast coming in and the immediate regulations, there could be a review of how things went in this past winter, and all the data that anybody wants to know about put on the table, and a discussion of options about boats 3 days a week, not at all, 7 days a week in this area, that area, and the rest. We talked about that, and I'm suggesting that we get a briefing as a commission about what's going to happen there. So at least we know when something like that might occur and what's on it. So that's a small matter of a briefing. We did hear a Ms. Ravee O'Leary testify this morning, I think, about something that has to do with immediate changes in the coastal steelhead regulations. That has not been on our screen. So maybe when we get done, if there's something about that that Kelly Susiwin wants to comment on, we could get back to it later. The other one is the matter of e-bikes. Maybe that's a similar matter as a public comment protocols, but e-bikes does not show up on our calendar anywhere, and it would be a question of whether or not it should or not, whether they should be. The staff has got a proposal to continue to look at this, but I think the public was asking more about the basis of why they're categorized as motorcycles and not as dirt bikes or as non-motorized bikes, and made some pretty compelling cases about some flat roads for people that are in some of our category of age. And so I'm interested in a little more discussion about that, but I'll just offer that up to the commission as an idea. And one last thing on the matter of public comment protocols, I think there's definitely some room for improvement there. I don't know if that might be a big tent committee assignment in February. Those are my thoughts.
Thank you, Commissioner McIsaac. Commissioner Thorburn has her hand up.
Thanks. So I'll ask about the e-bikes first. We did have a rather comprehensive presentation in the Wildlife Committee. I think the Lands Division is sort of viewing this as a big piece of work in the comprehensive recreation planning that they're doing. The presentation identified a number of areas where there's really a lot of sort of information gathering, both from partner agencies, as well as stakeholders, as well as just the research that they're doing. And I got the feeling that the approach was going to be, they're doing that work, they'll keep us sort of apprised of what's going on. And then the plan was to bring forward eventually a full planned approach, probably in the form of rule revisions, once the comprehensive work is done. However, as Don just pointed out, as Commissioner McIsaac just pointed out, there might be some interim adjustments to the current rule, which is basically these are considered motorized by the department and they're only allowed on motorized roads. So I guess I would pose to the commission, do we want to ask staff to look at some interim approaches that would probably require interim rule revisions, or should we just wait for the entire comprehensive package that I think staff is preparing, which will probably take a while? So that's one question. And then a second item on agenda. So we're gonna have an executive session. It's gotten late and I was wondering if we might consider splitting the issues in the executive session and putting it on to the February 12th meeting or whatever that date is, the web one.
I think that we can certainly consider that, Commissioner Tharburn. Joe, why don't you, before we get move on here, what is it that we need to talk? What do we have today that we need to talk about today?
Yeah, so there is a litigation risk briefing topic that management needs to raise with you, and I will have about a 10-minute high level summary of the most pressing litigation matters as well. But I've cut 2/3 of my notes out on that already.
Okay, we'll do that here momentarily. And then if we need to have a special meeting or as part of an executive session prior to the February meeting, we can consider that if something rises to that scenario. Okay, what else do we have on here, Nikki? As I said, all my paperwork got watered down here.
That's it, then you just roll into executive session.
Okay,